Our potty training plays an essential role in the maintenance of hierarchy. I know it's kind of a no-brainer that we can't have engineers and doctors and nuclear physicists strolling around while leaking body waste the way that horses and cows just handle business on the go. So in that obvious way, hierarchy is dependent upon our potty training for keeping things orderly and maintaining clean floors and preventing slip and fall accidents that leave your shoes smelling terrible. But I'm not really talking about that. Sure, on an obvious level, the process of potty training is about toddlers seizing control of their bowels, but the process of our potty training is also about others seizing control of our minds. In the course of potty training, representatives of the hierarchical control system hijack our sense of ourselves, our identities, and set us on a lifelong path of deference and deferment, looking to others for answers instead of ourselves. Consider, prior to potty training, we're happy little savages running around and pooping in the proverbial bushes. By and large, we are perfectly content with who we are. We have no concept that we should be anything other than ourselves, that there is anything wrong with us. But at the point where we are introduced to potty training, we are simultaneously introduced to the idea that there is something wrong with us in the state we are in. Being happy little savages isn't good enough. We must modify ourselves in order to be worthy of others' acceptance. We are introduced to the idea that we should be ashamed of who we are and if we fail to meet expectations. We encounter humiliation, which is used as a tool to alter our behavior. The shame and humiliation we experience are incredibly traumatic. I may have previously mentioned social science experiments where college students were paid to eat and drink as much as they wanted and were told they had only to urinate and defecate before exiting. Well, not until after they ate did they realize that there was no bathroom. They would have to go in their pants. What researchers learned was that most of those students couldn't do it. Many even risked serious medical harm or death, holding their bodily wastes. They would rather suffer serious pain and injury than soil their pants and go home. I think this speaks volumes to just how powerful the shame and humiliation of our potty training really is. In our adulthood, even years after we've lost all memory of the actual events, the trauma of potty training has so thoroughly altered us that we cannot bring ourselves to buck the potty training program, even to save our very lives. That's pretty powerful. Our senses of who we are, our very identities, are so tied to the larger program that we would rather die than fail to meet its expectations. We are so permanently traumatized and altered that we put the program even before our own survival. This being the case, our potty training didn't just provide us the tools for our own bowel control, which certainly comes in useful on occasion, like during high school dances when you're trying to impress your date. But it also hobbles us, alters us, convinces us that we only have value and worth if we become something useful for the larger program. It got us to meeting the demands of the system, to thinking of ourselves in relation to that system. We seek affirmation through conformity, validation through obedience, constantly deferring to others in order to get a sense of how we're doing. I would suggest that all of this is a consequence of that experience where we got transformed from happy little savages into swivelized and regimented subjects with our sphincters responsibly clenched. The process of our potty training changed our orientation to the world, to authority, to the program, and we're stuck that way for life. We're stuck in the habits of deference and deferment, attempting to improve and fix our brokenness, seeking to avoid shame and humiliation, struggling to meet the standards imposed on us by others, jumping eagerly through their hoops for others' affirmation. The trauma of our potty training is our initiation into hierarchy and domestication. We can only transcend it if we can acknowledge and confront it and come to grips with its implications. I'm not suggesting we lose control of our bowels, just everything else that came with it. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. President in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.